1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Local Youth Worker, a podcast brought to you by Reformed Youth Ministries. I'm your host, John Parrott. This is episode number 438, and I will be talking about RYM's track series. Many of you are familiar with this series of booklets. We've had some of the authors on talking about the various booklets that they've contributed to, but we have three new booklets that will be coming out on May 15th, I believe, is the right date. I'll check on that in just a little bit. And so really, the release of these three new titles is part of the reason I wanted to update our listeners about this, because there are many listeners out there who aren't even aware of this series. But Tim Challies actually highlighted this just a few weeks ago, or just a couple of weeks ago. And that's really what just made me realize, you know, we need to kind of talk back through this and highlight this, because we do have 18 books in this series now. So just going to Tim Challies' article, and I will link to this in the show notes. It's just simply titled, A Batch of New Books for Kids and Teens. And I was looking for a date on this to see when this was posted, but I'm not seeing it. So anyway, again, I'll just link to it in the show notes. But Challies starts the article off this way. He says, every month I put together a roundup of new and notable books for grown-up readers. But I also receive a lot of books for kids and like to put together the occasional roundup of these books as well. So today I'll bring you a whole big batch of new books for kids of all ages, up to and including teens. And he has a list of many books. I mean, at younger ages, he has board books. And then as it gets a little bit older, he has some biographies for children, other picture books. As it gets into, again, older children, he has something on Susanna Spurgeon. He has Risen Hope, the Church Throughout History. So you've got some church history for children. He has the Big Questions series. And this is a series that we often have at our book table at RYM. And we've had the author, Chris Morphew, on this podcast. I don't know. I'll look that up and I'll put his interview in the show notes. But it's a 6-volume set really dealing with apologetics. He's over, if I'm correct, he's in Australia, I believe, serving as a teacher. And just really, as he was teaching children, thinking about how they were asking so many big questions about life. And I'm trying to read this. It's kind of a small print, but some of those questions are, what happens when we die? How can I be sure of what's right and wrong? Who am I and why do I matter? Why does God let bad things happen? Those are just to highlight a few, but now there's 6 volumes in this set. This is produced by the Good Book Company. It's aimed at ages, let's see, 9 through 13. So very readable, very accessible. Would encourage anyone to use this. Parents, putting this in your hands of your teens. Youth workers, you can pick these up easily and just read through these with students. The chapters are very short. So that's the Big Questions series. There's also, as it gets into teens, just again in this Challies article, he has the Dreamkeeper saga. If I'm not mistaken, there are 4 in this series. It's a fantasy, just novel, and Crossway puts this out. He also highlights New Morning Mercies for Teens. We're excited that Crossway has released Paul David Tripp's version. Many of you know New Morning Mercies, but this is one written specifically for teens. And we're excited to say that Paul David Tripp is actually going to be coming back on this podcast to talk about this book and how it's been modified for teens. Obviously, this is something you want to put in the hands of your teens. I mean, this is an excellent devotion that has, it says, 366 daily devotions. And there's some Q&A, and then there's some even frequently asked questions, I think, at the end of the book, dealing with anxiety, gender, social media, and other things. So you'll want to check that out. And then the last thing that Challies highlights in his article is RYM's track series. Is, again, many of you know, but some of you do not. We try to release 3 new books every 6 months. And so with these new 3 titles, that's Politics, Rest, and Living Out Reformed Theology. Those are the three new titles. That makes 18 total books that we have. And I'll get into those specifics in just a little bit. Yeah, I did just want to kind of go back and talk about the origins of this series. Way back, RYM released a discipleship guide. We currently don't have that on our website, but we're actually working to update our ministry tools section of our website. That's something Linda and I actually talked about on the podcast not too long ago, and we'll continue to highlight that as we're trying to create ministry tools. Some of this just kind of began to have conversations about this again when we did the U.S. Surgeon General's podcast. I think it was Tree that was on that, as well as Linda, and we put together a PDF of that, and we're just wanting to create more ministry tools. But the discipleship guide was one of those earlier tools that we actually partnered with Josh Byers. Those of you who might be familiar with visual theology, Josh Byers did the graphics for that, and he does that with Tim Challies. Well, he helped to put together this guide, and it was a guide that started in sixth grade and went all the way through 12th grade, and it went through, you know, seasons, fall, winter, spring, summer, and gave a reading guide of books that parents could use to disciple their own children, or youth workers could use. I mean, we know churches were using these. Some of this came from, I think, some research that Timothy Paul Jones put out. He's a professor at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, that said many churches tell parents that they're the primary disciplers of their children, but they often fail to give tools to help parents. And so this guide was just a sought to help parents in that discipleship process, that highlighted books that we thought would be helpful, and then also got into details of how many pages to read in this season to finish this book at that time. And so I will try to link to that in the show notes as well, so you can download that guide. I mean, youth workers, you can print these out and have these available in your church foyer. Parents, you can print these out and use these as well. Somebody reached out to me just recently asking for this, and what I've said is, you know, you can go to Kinko's and print these out with saddle stitching and make them look really nice and spend some money to produce that and have those available in your church, or you can just print it out in black and white, however you want to go about that. But it's definitely something that's just a helpful guide. But as we were putting this guide together, you know, we realized that as soon as it was coming out, that there were ways in which it would be dated, that we would need to have other topics that would be covered, that this is something that we would need to, you know, add to and modify each year. And, you know, at the same time, we also were realizing some of the books on the discipleship guide were written for students, but many of them were written for adults. And so, you know, some of those books with their examples and just the context of life, you know, if there was an example in a book that was talking about being married or having a full-time job, I mean, as a student read that, obviously they could just filter that through into their own stage of life. But at the same time, we just saw the need to start writing more material for students. And so this discipleship guide really kind of fed some of what the origins of the track series sought to do. And I want to be clear that it's the track series, not tracked, T-R-A-C-T. It's track, like something that we follow. And really, that's something Willie McKenzie, who's at Christian Focus, he kind of settled on the title for this, the track series. And here's the series introduction. If you pick up any one of these 18 booklets, there's a little series introduction at the beginning. And this is what it says. Christianity is a religion of words because our God is a God of words. He created through words, calls himself the living word, and wrote a book filled with words to communicate to his children. In light of this, pastors and parents should take great efforts to train the next generation to be readers. Track is a series designed to do exactly that. Written for students, the Track series addresses a host of topics in three primary areas: doctrine, culture, and the Christian life. Track's booklets are theologically rich yet accessible. They seek to engage and challenge the student without dumbing things down. One definition of a track reads, a way that has been formed by someone else's footsteps. The goal of the Track series is to point us to that someone else, Jesus Christ, the one who forged a track to guide his followers. While we cannot follow this track perfectly, by his grace and spirit, he calls us to strive to stay on the path. It is our prayer that this series of books would help guide Christ's church until he returns. So that's the intro. And really what we've said plenty of times on this podcast and what we've said through this series that we're seeking to produce with Christian Focus is that we must be discipling the next generation to be readers. Parents, youth workers, this is part of our responsibility to be discipling this next generation to be readers, because God has placed such great emphasis on our words. We know he reveals himself through creation. We call this general revelation, that he speaks to us. Psalm 19, Romans 1, other places tell us about that general revelation. But there's also special revelation, which is the word of God. God chose a book to reveal himself to us. So that means it is vital for us to be teaching our children to read. And we, as a ministry, seek to create content for students to read. And that's so much of the heart behind the track series, that we want to give good, rich theology to the next generation, but in a way that's accessible. We don't want to water this down. We want to challenge, to push readers in some ways, to use big words and big concepts. As I've said plenty of times, if our students can study trigonometry and calculus and physics and all sorts of other topics, they can get theology. And so we don't need to water it down. At the same time, we do need to change our verbiage at times. We do need to change our examples to help bring this theology to apply to their everyday life. And so that's what we're seeking to do with this track series. And so it's not only accessible in that way, it's accessible in the fact that these are, we say books or booklets. I mean, they're short. If you've ever seen them, they're a little bit bigger than, the size of an iPhone, a little bit bigger and, about the same thickness. An iPhone actually might be thicker. And so they're accessible in that way. They're not intimidating. I mean, I can remember being younger, and as I began growing in the faith, wanting to understand things like predestination, but the books that were out there were nowhere near on my level. I needed something much more elementary. And so we're hoping to bring, these introductory guides, as we say, a student's guide to these students. And as read from the intro, there's three primary categories: doctrine, Christian life, and culture. So those are the three primary categories. And here's all the titles that we have. Again, we have 13 current titles. That is sanctification, technology, anxiety, navigating culture, the power of story, glorification, depression, gaming, justification, womanhood, worldview, missions, social media, dating, marriage, and sex, apologetics, rest, politics, living out Reformed theology. And those last three are the newest three, which, as I said, they will be available, and correction there, May 14th is when they're available. And so you can pre-order these now on Amazon. You can wait until our summer conferences. For those of you who are attending our summer conferences, I guarantee you these will be on our book tables, and so you'll want to pick those up. Some of these are $3.99. Some of these are $4.99. But yes, you can buy these in bulk. And so we want to encourage you to do that. I mean, youth leaders, these are really designed for small groups. I mean, they're written for individuals to just pick up and read. We hope students can just pick these up on their own. I mean, my own children have picked these up and read these. And so I want to encourage, parents, just buy these and put these in the hands of your students. But parents also use these alongside your students. Youth workers use these in small groups. Each one of these has, again, they're short books altogether, but short chapters, and they have discussion questions at the end of each chapter. And so there's really little prep work that needs to be done. I mean, if you read the chapter ahead of time and then students gather together and then you read it again with them, it's not going to take that long. And so I hope you can use these alongside your students. Just a little bit about each one of these. Not each one of these, not all 18, but the newest three. And then I'll also, if I remember, mention the next three that will, Lord willing, be coming out. But Looking at living out Reformed theology. This is in the Doctrine series, and you know we struggled with the title a little bit because we thought about just saying a student's guide to Reformed theology. But Harrison Perkins, who's the author, he not only gives a, kind of a brief understanding of Reformed theology and, you know, weaves it through the entire work, but he also kind of talks about the implications of that, like just applications for our lives. What does this mean for how we live? So a little bit about Harrison Perkins. He has a PhD from Queen's University in Belfast. He's the pastor of Oakland Hills Community Church, a senior research fellow for the Craig Center for the Study of the Westminster Standards, online faculty in church history at Westminster Theological Seminary, and a visiting lecturer in systematic theology at Edinburgh Theological Seminary. So he knows a pretty good bit about Reformed theology. But yeah, that's just kind of a brief. Well, actually, let me just highlight the table of contents as well. So 7 chapters. The first is Why Study Reformed Theology. Second, The Grace of God, The Sovereign Love of God, The Saving Work of God, The Word of God, The People of God, then lastly, The Experience of God's Grace. And he has a conclusion in there. And then with all of our track series, there's 2 appendices typically. There's the first is Next Steps. So it's kind of the so what. Okay, after students read this, so what do we do? And it gives some next steps. And then there's Appendix B, which is for further reading and gives some other books you might want to pick up. And then with this one, there is a third appendices, and that's a brief glossary. Some of our doctrine series have a glossary at the back just because we obviously have some big words in our theology and we don't want to just omit those or modify them in a way. We want to put them in there, but then we also want to explain those. And so this one has a brief glossary in it. The next book is A Student's Guide to Rest. This is by William P. Smith, and I think he goes by Bill. I know Bill has been on Parenting Today, which is RYM's old podcast that COVID put an end to, and so I'm forgetting if Bill has also been on The Local Youth Worker, but I can try to go back and find that out. But just a little bit about William P. Smith. He is a pastor, counselor, author, and retreat speaker. He currently pastors a church of young professionals in the Philadelphia suburbs and is author of Parenting with Words of Grace, amongst other books and booklets. Bill and his wife, Sally, have 3 adult children. Bill has done some work with CCEF as well. He's written some of those booklets. I know he's good friends with Paul David Tripp. That's been his mentor, and he actually mentions him in a dedication at the beginning of this booklet. But the chapters that he has, and he has 11 chapters, and so these are all really short. Chapter 1, We Don't Rest Well. Chapter 2, A God Who Rests, God's People Rest. What Goes Into Resting? What Else Goes Into Resting? Resting is Not Mere Inactivity. Elements of Rest, Rhythms of Rest. So if rest is this wonderful, why is it so hard to do? Chapter 10, We Rest Because We've Been Rescued. Chapter 11, Learning to Live Within Divinely Set Boundaries. And then he has a conclusion, and then what now, and then for further reading. So yeah, just a very helpful book. I mean, you'll hear not only Bill's pastoral heart come through his writing, but then also him being a counselor as well comes through there. And then the last one we have in this series, and this is in culture, rest is in Christian life, and then this one's in culture, and that's A Student's Guide to Politics. And yes, we were a little nervous to tackle this subject, but Josh Wester has done an excellent job dealing with politics. And, you know, over here in the United States, so we have an upcoming election. And so it's just funny how this was released in 2024, because there's a sense in which this has kind of been in process for the past 2 years. And we thought it might come earlier, but then it's come out at this time. And so this just feel like will be very helpful for students maybe using this who maybe are entering voting for the first time, or just, you know, thinking through just so much of what's going to be going on over here in the United States. But Josh Wester serves as lead pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greensboro, North Carolina. He and his wife, McCafferty, have 3 children. He was on staff at the ERLC, I believe, the Ethics Religious Liberty Commission, and is friends with Jason Thacker as well, who wrote A Student's Guide to Social Media, and has been on this podcast a handful of times. The table of contents for A Student's Guide to Politics: What is Politics Anyway? Why Should Christians Care? Politics in the Kingdom, Political, Not Partisan, Christians in the Public Square, Straight Lines and Jagged Lines, Legislating Morality, Governing Authorities, Is Politics Bad for the Church? Politics as Penultimate. And then he has a conclusion, and then for further reading. Yes, just very helpful, very straightforward. Again, an introductory, just biblical worldview applied to politics, how Christians should be thinking about politics. Some of the other books that Josh lists for further reading, he has these broken into three sections. He has Beginner, Intermediate, and Expert. So again, those will be out May 14th. They're available for pre-order right now. I'll have a link in the show notes where you can just go to Amazon and look at the list of all 18 of these. And then at the very bottom, you'll have these newest three that you can pre-order. You can reach out to us if you're wanting to order these in bulk. If another way to do that is to go to a Christian Focus website, and I will have that on in the show notes as well. And if you're thinking about doing a small group on one of these booklets, it's a great way to order these at a discounted price. If you're also thinking about it, and again, you're at our summer conferences this summer, we will have those available there, and you can order those at a discounted price as well. So as we say so often on this podcast, RYM loves to serve the local church and seeks to serve the local church. And the track series is just one way that we seek to do that. And we pray that it is a sincere help to you, and that it is serving God's kingdom.